Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is pomegranate. The name pomegranate comes from medieval Latin meaning seeded apple. Grown on a large tree, the pomegranate fruit is about the size of an orange. It has a hard rind that has a color ranging from yellow orange to deep reddish purple. Inside the fruit, there are a multitude of seed pips that provide a tangy, sweet, rich flavor. Native to what is now modern-day Iran and the Western Himalayas, the pomegranate became one of the first cultivated fruit more than 8,000 years ago. Since then, it has been named in many ancient texts, including the Book of Exodus in the Torah, the Quran, and the Homeric hymns and the Mesopotamian records. The pomegranate is thought by many to have represented the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. Today, pomegranates are widely cultivated throughout the Middle East and the Caucasus region, North and tropical Africa, the Indian subcontinent, Central Asia, the drier parts of the Southeast Asia, and parts of the Mediterranean basin. Recently, it has also begun to be cultivated in parts of Arizona and California. Increased availability has now made the pomegranate a very popular fruit available year-round. Pomegranate seeds are rich in many nutrients. 100-gram serving of pomegranate seeds provide 12% of the daily value for vitamin C, 16% daily value for vitamin K, and 10% daily value for folate. But it is a soluble polyphenol and anthocyanin responsible for its red color that offer its true health benefits. Pomegranate seeds are an excellent source of dietary fiber. Pomegranate seeds provide tremendous benefit to the heart and vascular health. Animal research has indicated that components of pomegranate can retard hardening of the arteries, reduce plaque formation, and improve the health of blood vessels. Human clinical studies have supported the role of pomegranate juice, 24 mL a day, in benefiting heart health. In a clinical study conducted in 2011 at Johns Hopkins University, patients with high blood pressure, consumption of pomegranate juice for 2 weeks was shown to reduce systolic blood pressure by inhibiting an enzyme, serum angiotensin converting enzyme, that causes vascular contraction. The beneficial polyphenol compound and the important metabolites absorbed and concentrated in the prostate gland, colon, and intestinal tissues. There is a lot of research focused on the benefits of pomegranate consumption in the support of the health of tissues and fight cancer. One of the groups of polyphenols compounds in pomegranates are elagitannins. These compounds are broken down into the ellagic acid and ingested. Ellagic acid exerts potent antioxidant and anti-cancer compound. Ellagic acid protects against damage to our DNA. It also blocks the cancer-causing actions of many pollutants such as polycystic aromatic hydrocarbons or PAH found in cigarette smoke and toxic chemicals such as benzopyrene. Pomegranate should be plump and round, heavy for their size, with a rich, fresh color, and should be free of cut blemishes. Larger fruit promises more seed and more juice. Whole foods can be stored for a month in a cool, dry area or refrigerated up to 2 months. The first step in preparation involves cutting off the crown of the pomegranate, the part with the stem at the top. Once the crown is removed, you cut the pomegranate into 4 sections. You place a section into a bowl of water and using your fingers, gently roll the pips out from the membrane. Once the seed pips have been separated, drain out the water and you are now able to easily eat or juice them. There are no known safety issues with pomegranate seed consumption, but of course, if you have any allergy to the fruit, please do not consume. Information is taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods. This is Rhonda Herbert. I'll see you again on another episode of Healthy Focus. You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdub.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDub app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdub.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.